You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Wednesday morning. It's the day before Thanksgiving, the 25th day of November. Glad you're with us in the Chicago CME Group CBOT corn pit for the day. December contract up about a penny and a quarter at this hour at 365 and a half. The March at 371 and a half is 2 cents higher. And May corn at 377 and a quarter is up 2 and a half. July up 2 and a half at 382 and three quarters. And the December of next year at 394, up 2 and a quarter as well. Soy complex now, January beans, $8.68, up 4 and a quarter. March at 870, 3 and 3 quarters higher. May futures up 3 and a half at $8.75 and 3 quarters. And July 3 and a half higher at 881 and 3 quarters. November beans of next year at $8.86 and a quarter, up 2 and 3 quarters. Bean meal is a dime higher at 283.90. Bean oil up 15 cents at 28.46. Soft red winter wheat in the December down a penny at 483 and a quarter. July at 499 is up 2. The hard red at 2 and a half higher at 495 and 3 quarters on its last trade. Live cattle futures are trading the nearby December at $130.80, up 55. June contractor, the February contract at 132.97 and a half, up 47 and a half. January feeders at 165.25 or 57 and a half higher in the March at 163.45 or 45 cents higher. Lean hogs, December contract now $58.07 and a half, up 85 cents on this day before Thanksgiving. We're joined by Jackie Vakes. She's at Stewart Peterson. Thanks so much, Jackie, for being with us this morning. I hope you're looking forward to a great Thanksgiving. I know I am.
I think we all are. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. It's always good to get together with family, and you know, there's no better way to enjoy yourself than to sit at a dinner table and talk to people. It's just one of the best that there is, and we have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, well, tell me about the marketplace at this point, because I bet farmers are a little thankful at this time that at least there's a little upside potential in the corn and the soybeans and the wheat for the day.
Well, I think, you know, if you looked at 25 out of the last 40 years, the day before, or 29 out of the last 40, the day before Thanksgiving, we actually closed higher. Now, from 06 to 11, we closed higher, but the last 3 years, we've closed lower. So we'll see once where we're going to go. Day after 25 out of 40 years, we closed higher. So, you know, it's kind of a toss a coin in the air to figure out where you're going to go. I think everything's going to come down to there's plenty of concern about whether there's going to be some type of terrorist act tomorrow. Let's hope not. But I think that, in general, the market's going to be kind of tepid because of that. Dollars higher. We're at, you know, we're above a dollar. This is an eight-month high is where we're at the moment. And there's a lot of speculation that's coming because of the fact that they think that the Fed is going to raise the interest rates. I don't know if I believe that as much as I think there's a lot of concern about what's going on overseas, you know, and so you've got guys coming in here. Let's face it, you know, if I'm an exporter from here and I'm going to have to sell something, I'm going to use the currency exchange rate to be able to protect myself. And that's the same thing that they do when they're selling to us. So I just think there's a lot going on and not a lot of volume.
I know you watched over the weekend, I'm sure, the election in Argentina with great interest. Of course, the opposition party is now coming to power. What kind of changes do you expect? And it looks like the marketplace took that pretty well.
Well, they really did. I think, you know, they're waiting to see once. He first takes over on the 10th of December. Will he follow through, or will he be like so many other politicians and sing a good song before and then do nothing? You know, it's not going to be as easy, I don't think, as what he was saying it was going to be. But if you looked at that, you know, I just read an article this morning by a fellow who went down. He was thinking about investing down in Argentina. And, you know, the black market, the peso was 50% lower at the black market level than it was at the currency control level. And he said there's no way that he's going to invest down there. And so if Macri does follow through, you know, and lifts the currency controls, it could devalue the peso by as much as 30%. And then he said he's going to lower the export tax by 5%. So basically that's the 35% export tax would be gone. And I think, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about the long-term impact. In other words, we would probably start to see a rotation down there. We'd see them planting more corn and getting into a more of a corn bean rotation rather than what they've been doing, because the government does control corn, and, you know, before the election, Marcy took out full-page ads telling farmers to plant corn this next year. And so, you know, to me, what I'm more concerned about is the short-term impact. And the short-term impact just means is if he comes in and he does this, this just could put a lot of corn and beans on the market that have been sitting down there that are a much better price than the U.S. Because, I mean, our farmers are you know, sitting on their grains. You know, they're reluctant sellers at this point in time. Now, the Argentinians have been sitting on their grain as reluctant sellers as the dollar goes higher. I'll tell you what, if he comes in and he would do this right now with the dollar being at a dollar, those guys, I didn't figure it out this morning, but we've talked about it before. You know, it wasn't that long ago that it was the equivalent of getting $20 for your beans back in 2012 for them. And so why wouldn't they sell? I can't imagine.
All right, so your expectation remains that there'll probably be a whole bunch of beans that come out onto the marketplace. It's just a matter of whether they trickle through the system or come all at once, I suppose.
Right, and, you know, there's some talk flittering around, you know, that there might only be a 90-day suspension. Well, mm-hmm. If there's only a 90-day suspension, you know they're coming out.
That'll be a dump if there isn't, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, that it'll all come down to what he actually comes out and says, you know, on the 10th of December when he takes over. I mean, it had to be pretty tough. He won 51% to 49%. And so, you know, he had a good win, but there's still plenty of other people who, you know, on the Peronist side that still support that type of government, you know, and I'm sure they're afraid because this is going to hurt some people. There's no question. Some of these changes that are going to be made are going to cause pain in some places that people probably really don't care for. And it's just, it is a part of the way it is when you change regimes. And let's face it, what they've been doing hasn't worked very well. So any change should be good.
Hey, we'll talk with you again this afternoon. And just a reminder to folks that the markets are open Friday. However, it's a university holiday. And as we have done in the past, historically, for at least the radio station WILL and our ag programming here, we'll be taking the day off and spending it with our families. We hope that you do as well. I'll talk to you again this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thanks, Todd.
That, of course, is Jackie Vake. She's from Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. A quick update of the numbers as they're currently trading in Chicago. Futures in the corn pit up 1 to 2 cents. Soybeans are up 3 to 4 for the morning. Bean meal futures are about 40 cents higher, and bean oil up 16. Wheat futures are up 3 quarters of a cent. In the soft red, the hard red opinion, 3/4 to 2 cents higher for the day. Live cattle futures are about 45 cents higher, and the feeders are up 20 to 30 cents. Lean hogs are about 25 higher in the nearbys, about 80 cents higher in the nearby deferred contracts. So that's the way the numbers are trading in Chicago. The weather forecast for the day here says sunny skies, a high of 54 degrees, south winds at 14 to 17. They'll gust all the way to 28, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after midnight tonight, cloudy at a low of 47 degrees. Tomorrow, for Thanksgiving Day, a 50% chance of rainfall, cloudy, a high of 59, south winds at 14 to 18. They'll gust to 25, and then on Thursday evening, showers, a low of 48. That south wind will remain with us at 11 to 15 at Augusta 21. It will rain, say the meteorologist, on Thursday night. And Friday showers, temperatures falling to about 40 by 5 p.m. That's during the daytime hours. South-southwest winds at 9 to 14. They'll turn to north-northeast. That's why we're going to lose some temp during the day. Winds could gust as high as 21. Chance of precipitation for the area at 90% on Friday. On Friday evening, a 40% chance of rainfall will drop to a low of 34. And Saturday, a little bit of rain, mostly cloudy, and just a high of 43. Saturday night, we'll go to 35 under cloudy skies. Again, rainfall Sunday, more rain, mostly cloudy, and a high of 46. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Thanks to all those who came to the Farm Assets Conference in Normal, Illinois yesterday. It was a really fantastic day. I'll try to have some of that up for you actually on Thursday and Friday. While we won't have the morning ag programming, we will have the closing market report, and you'll hear both on Friday at least, the corn and the soybean panels. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.